Awesome! Switched on F104 and joined by the chairman of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore. Hello.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining us once again. So, I hear aliens appeared in Ireland.
We hear them all the time.
Yeah.
People sighting things, but there's been people actually seeing physical entities being blocking their way in the road. There was one recently up in Northern Ireland, another one released by the PSNI saying, Guy Banger was at a marina when he saw aliens walking around.
Right. How likely is it to be aliens?
Well, extremely unlikely. I mean, here we are again, broadcasting on radio. Most of the radio signals, FM 104 is a good, goes out into space.
Does.
So aliens can be picking up these broadcasts. And I'm often out in the middle of the countryside on my own, taking pictures of comets and the like. I'm very easy to abduct, and I am so convinced there are no aliens buzzing us from decades of watching the skies that I'm prepared to put my life on the line and say, if there are any aliens listening to this, I am really easy to abduct. I defy you to come and grab me. And to date, they haven't done it. So the conclusion I have is either they don't exist locally buzzing the Earth, like some people think, or they just don't listen to FM 104.
Well, possibly, and that's an absolute shame. But do you know what? I would actually like to think there was aliens or a different life form. They may not be aliens, but it would be nice to think that there is other creatures on the planet out there.
Yeah, well, the serious side to the researchers, and there are a lot of serious scientists looking into this. In fact, one of NASA's big missions is to find life in the universe. Now, the main life we're looking for are simple single-celled organisms. We think that the building blocks for life are life throughout the universe, and that if you let the chemistry run long enough, that you will eventually produce more and more complicated molecules until one day, the theory goes, you produce a self-replicating molecule, like DNA or RNA, the similar self-replicating molecules. And from that, then, life can evolve. Now, we've done simple experiments in labs on the Earth, you know, in normal kitchen-sized containers, for running for just a few days, and we've made things, complicated molecules like amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, and the DNA in your body really is all about making proteins, which ultimately makes cells and makes people, and all the life forms on the Earth. So the amino acids are the tiny building blocks, and if you could do that in just a few weeks, then what could you do if you had a container the size of the Earth's oceans, and you left it running for millions of years? And the idea is, well, we eventually produce those proteins, DNA, RNA, and whether it ever evolves into multi-celled life, that's another big stumbling block. Some scientists think that could never happen. It should never have happened on the Earth. It's just a fluke. Others think, yeah, it's going to happen, given all the planets that are out there with the right conditions. And that's where the debate is at the moment. The only thing that's going to settle the debate is when we find a signal from alien craft, and some serious, highly respected professors of astronomy have said they expect to find these signals within our lifetime. And what a front page story that would be.
That would be amazing. But I was also reading that there's talks of AI most likely going to find them first.
Now, this is a bit where sort of astronomy meets futurology, the idea of predicting the future. Look at today's society with the internet and all the communications we have and smartphones and the like. Who predicted that decades ago? Well, actually, some people did. Very similar to the communicators they have on Star Trek. But nobody thought it would be a commercial entity. Nobody went into it thinking, I've got to implement what these people in Star Trek said. It was just a confluence of technologies that came together that led to the modern world we have today. So what will the Earth look like, or civilization look like, in 100 years' time? I think the simple answer is nobody knows for sure. But a lot of people think that the proliferation of artificial intelligence programs could be something we perhaps should be a little bit scared of, that one day they may be more clever than we are. And I've studied computer science myself, and I know some of the ways the AI systems work. And the simple computer systems we have that run programs like your Microsoft Office and like, they're really, okay, easy, but relatively straightforward to design and produce. You know what you want to do on the screen, you program the computer to do it. Yeah, it takes a lot of money, a lot of programmers to get a fancy package like that. But with AI, you sort of just simulate the way things work. and then you let it run on its own and see what comes out the other end. It's a very powerful system. And in fact, we think that's how people, thinking beings, work. That we have these neural networks in our head that are good at reinforcing certain patterns and structures that are useful to them. And you leave that running for billions of years, you end up with the human brain. Mm-hmm. And you could probably do that electronically much faster, maybe in months, years, or at worst, decades. And what happens if we end up with a silicon brain that's cleverer than us? Some people think one day we'll end up with just pets of artificially intelligent beings. They're vastly more intelligent than us, and they look at us like we do ants.
Wow. So that's
all. Sorry to scare you, but that could be our future.
That's interesting, though. But that went down. That went deeper than I thought it was going to go. And that's so interesting, because literally, it potentially could happen. We can't say it won't ever happen. But well, it's interesting to see. And I suppose the growth that's in AI at the moment, it could happen.
Yeah, there's a whole area of discussion, shall we say, about this. And people should look at the singularity. Because that's what people think will happen. One day the machines will be smarter than us. We've all seen the Terminator movies.
Yes.
Maybe they'll be benign. Maybe they won't.
We'll have to wait and see.
We have the same problem going back to aliens as well. If we do find alien signals, people like the late, great Professor Stephen Hawking thought we should keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Because he quoted, look what happened when advanced civilizations, you know, in medieval times, went off exploring planet Earth and found these other races in South America and North America. It didn't end up well for the lesser civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks we could be the same, that we would be consumed, either culturally or maybe worse, by aliens. And we shouldn't really be broadcasting our presence yet. We should listen first and see what an interstellar community is like, if indeed there is one.
So if they are listening to FM104, we're not talking about you. Let's move on to comets. So I hear there's a comet that's in our vicinity at the moment that we can actually see from the sky.
Yeah, it's relatively bright. Now, there's a full moon around in the coming days, and that's going to brighten the sky, which doesn't help. These comets are very faint.
Okay.
Well, I was able to see it very dimly with the naked eye because I knew exactly where to look. People get Astronomy on a magazine, got a map showing where it was relative to the North Star and the Plough, and they can use that for the rest of February to track it down.
Mm-hmm.
Once the moon gets out of the way next week, the comet will be fading a bit, and it may still be possible to see it with the naked eye. Other than that, you're going to need a pair of binoculars.
Okay.
But here's a handy tip for the next few nights. If you've got a pair of binoculars, you get a good pair for less than 20 quid these days, and you know how to find the North Star, you look up how to do that, that's a relatively easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You just look two or three binocular fields of view above the North Star in the evening, around 9, 10 o'clock is a good time to do it, and even in the moonlight, you might see a small hazy patch. That's comet ZTF, which is closest to the Earth this week. Technically, it was last night. But it'll be about the same distance all next week as well. It's a slow moving affair. The comet is whizzing across the sky. It'll pass the length of the Plough in about two nights. If people know the size of the Plough in the sky, it will be your hand span at arm's length. It's going to move that much every night. So it'll move across the sky that satellites are shooting stars. It's a small, faint, hazy patch. But with telescopes and cameras, it comes out beautifully and will be filling the pages of Astronomy on magazine next month with pictures of this comet, which came relatively close, 42 million kilometres.
Wow. Amazing. I love this. I definitely need to pop out and keep an eye out for it over the next few days. But you're also running classes, aren't you? For anyone's interest.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, people know more about this, including life in the universe, comets, but also the Big Bang, cosmology, even how to use telescopes and binoculars, everything in the universe, over 8 Wednesday nights. They can sign up for Astronomy on evening classes. Thousands of people have done them already. They're aimed at the general public, because that's the kind of people we deal with. We set up Astronomy Hour not for people with telescopes or experts. It's for people who've just found a fascination in space and want to know more about what's out there. So they started last night, Wednesday night, but you can get the recording of that one. They're done on Zoom online, and you can watch them every Wednesday night coming. If you're starting mid-classes, doesn't matter. We can send you all the recordings, and they'll be repeated in October, and you can repeat them free of charge in October. You get them twice, as it were. So astronomy.ie is our website where you can sign up for the classes.
Excellent.
And you can also sign up for the magazine there. And a hobby is a great thing when times are difficult to help with your mental health. It distracts you, it inspires you. We think it's a fantastic solution to today's modern problems. If you have a fascination in space, with space, and if you don't have a fascination with space, you're missing out. So get a fascination with space and go to astronomy.ie.
Amazing. David Moore, thank you so much for chatting to me this evening.
My pleasure.
Switched on F104. It's Calvin Harris, John Newman, and Blaine. It's F104.